Now, did anyone see Domestic Divas? We had the two Gertles in here talking about it, the two ladies, and they're great fun. And we enjoyed chatting to them about the programme and how it was going to take place, Ashley and Kat. And I watched it last night because I had it recorded. So I watched it after the B last night. And I really enjoyed it because the two gals are great and they're great fun. They're really natural on TV. I thought they seemed like they were born to do it, which is great. So it was easy to look at and good fun as well. So it started last week. It's on. Is it tonight? Tonight is on Monday night. Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Tuesday night. You'll see Ashley and Kat come to the aid of a mother who has a daughter who's 20, and the daughter is still living at home, which isn't that bad. 20. I mean, I've heard of later. But apparently she's treating the place like a hotel. You treat the place like a B&B, like a hotel. Blah, 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 blah. Get out. One of those. She does nothing to help. And the room is a tip. That's what it is. The girl's name is Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning.
So what are you, a disgrace? Why are you still living at home at 20 years old? God damn it.
Well, you know, I am in college. You know, I'm going to college in Dublin and I live in Dublin. So it kind of just makes logical sense.
It does make sense. What are you studying?
Film and broadcast.
Ah, where?
Yeah, one of those.
Where are you doing that? Are you doing that in Dunleary or where are you doing it? Or Ballyfermot?
DIT.
Which is where?
In Ainger Street.
Ainger Street. Okay, that's a nice part of town, by the way, because you're right in the heart of matters there. And where's your mum? Where do you live?
Parmesan.
Okay, so you've got washing to do, you have dinner to make, and you have things, chores to do. Do you do any of them?
Well, before the show, things were different. I won't reveal too much, but things are a good bit different now, yeah.
Okay. What would you say? No, what would you say? You're no use to me. What would your mum say was your biggest crime?
Oh, that one would probably be leaving a load of washing and just like leaving maybe for a week or so, and then it just pile up, and then it'd be kind of like, oh, I have to go now. Do you want to do this for me?
Okay, and then the woman in the toga with the stamp on her arse, the slave. I mean, your mother, is she? does she just take it like a slave that she is, and because she loves you so much, she just go, no, that's Lauren. That's the way she rolls. Is it like that?
No, not at all. It was kind of a thing of it'd be bear the brunt of it, and then it'd be fine. It'd be fine. It'd be fine, and then there'd be a huge row.
Yeah. And she'd flare and then, up and in a fit of temper and give out to you, and then it would all be fine again for another. Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you make your bed?
Yes.
Do you put...
I don't like the way...
Go on, sorry, you don't
go
know?
Go on. Maybe. I don't like the way anybody else does it.
Oh, you have your own way of it.
Yeah, I am very particular about it.
Okay. All you have to do is just air the mattress.
I know, but, you know, it's more of a thing because my bed's, like, against the wall, and some people, like, don't, like, they kind of put the mat that cover like halfway down the mattress. It needs to go all the way down. It needs to be done right.
Yeah, you bed OCD. Now,
yeah.
What about when you do you have a clothes basket or a linen basket, whatever they call it, in your bedroom?
From time to time, it sometimes gets robbed on me for other things. But yeah, from time to time, I do.
Do you put your discarded clothes into it, or do they find themselves strewn around the room? I'm going to go with B for that. B. So the girls come in, Kat and Ashley. What do they? What can they possibly do? Because you're obviously a woman who knows her mind. You're as lazy as sin. And how can they change you around?
I suppose they kind of came in and basically went, you know, you're 20 years of age. Yep. You need a right slap up the arse and let's get going.
And did they make an improvement in your life?
Yes.
Okay,
huge
good.
Improvement.
What do you work? Do you as well?
Yes.
Doing what?
I'm in Pennies and Mary Street.
Okay, good. Pennies, very important, because that's how, as somebody said during the summer, how Irish people say thank you. Nice dress, €5 exactly. Pennies. Yeah. So you're going to be on the show tomorrow night at 8:30. So how did you end up on the program?
Well, like I was saying, that my mom kind of bears the brunt of it, and then next of all, a huge argument starts. It actually came out of an argument. That morning, Dr. Kat and
Ashley
were on the show. Basically, we had a huge row. She heard the interview and went, oh, that sounds like something we could get into. And the letter she wrote to them basically was rant and kind of, you know, taking a breather from that row earlier that day.
Yeah.
So from that then, obviously someone read the letter and went, oh my God, this is a woman that needs serious help. And it all went from there.
So are you a new woman? Have you been reformed, Lauren?
Oh, you'll have to see tomorrow night.
We'll have to see tomorrow night. We will watch to see whether or not you've become a domestic diva or if you remain a committed student waste of space.
Put it lightly, yeah.
You're putting it politely. Okay, we'll watch tomorrow and see how it goes. Lauren, thanks for your time. Good luck with your studies.
Thanks very much.
That's okay with us. That's Domestic Divas on tomorrow night. RT1 8:30 in the evening. It's good fun to watch, and it's. I think anyone who has a student or somebody a little bit younger who's not pulling their weight will enjoy it and might get a few tips along the way.